Thunder Bay. Low-income residents can save hundreds of dollars on city transit and recreation programs by applying to a new Affordable Access pilot program. Applications for the 2024 Affordable Access to Recreation and Transit opened Wednesday, with nearly 500 subsidies available in total. The program offers up to around 240 eligible residents monthly transit passes at half price, and up to 250 credits of $350 a year at city recreation facilities, which can be put toward admission, lessons, and other programming. The Affordable Access Program is open to those living below Canada's low-income cutoff measure. Residents 18 and up are eligible for the recreation subsidy, while those 25 to 59 can apply for the transit subsidy. Interested residents can learn more and apply by visiting the Lakehead Social Planning Council's website or its office inside of the Victoriaville Centre. Spots remain open for the 2023 subsidy program, which the city launched in July and will continue accepting applications until the end of the year. City Council approved the program to run on a trial basis over 3 years, starting in July. It's meant to fill a gap in supports for adults to access transit and recreation, recognizing that existing subsidy programs often target youth and seniors. The pilot program is intended to help the city understand the demand for support, as well as the impact the subsidies have on those who receive them. "We're looking at how many people are participating that maybe didn't participate before," said Callie Hemsworth, a coordinator in the city's Recreation and Culture Department. "If it's something we're seeing as a great benefit to the community and a good participation level, then it's something administration would look at potentially in the future making a recommendation on whether to continue that down the road." Hemsworth said the program arrived at a moment when it's needed more than ever. "Just looking at the rising costs of everything else, food, shelter, fuel, we wanted to still give people access to recreation, when typically, that can take a backseat if people have too many other costs to consider." The Affordable Access Program proved controversial at City Hall, approved by just a one-vote margin as some councillors argued its estimated $232,000 yearly cost was too high for a program with uncertain benefits, and that the city was already doing enough to address poverty.